Good evening. I was asked a question by somebody if we have a minhag. Sfaradim have the opposite minhag, but we have the minhag to not eat roast meat on the Seder night because nobody should get confused that this is our Korban Pesach, which is silly. Sfaradim to have the opposite, the inverse minhag. They specifically eat roasted meat on the Seder night to, as a zecher for the Korban Pesach, which was silly. So the person asked me, does the prohibition that the Ashkenazim practice to not eat roasted meat, does that extend to chicken? Are you allowed to have roasted chicken, or you also cannot have roasted chicken, just like you cannot have roasted meat? So the answer is an explicit seif in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, when he talks about the Seder, says, afilu besar egel, an egel is a cow. The Korban Pesach cannot be a cow. So even though a cow cannot be used for a Korban Pesach, nevertheless, you're not allowed to have it as tzli. And continues the Shulchan Aruch, also oaf, also chicken, which also cannot be a Korban Pesach. Nevertheless, anything that requires shechita and might be misconstrued to resemble in some way, shape, or form, I know that chickens don't look like sheep, but nevertheless, anything that has shechita, says the Shulchan Aruch, might in some way, shape, or form resemble the Korban Pesach. Therefore, on those places that don't eat tzli like us, like the Ashkenazim, they are not. It's not okay to have roasted chicken. So you can't have roasted chicken, you can't have roasted cow, and of course you can't have roasted lamb. Yes?
Barbecued,
roasted. I mean, when I say roast, we mean dry cooking, as opposed to boiling in a stew or something like that. The halacha is that tzli keder is also a problem. Let's say you have chicken or a roast and you put it in a pot without liquid. But as you cook it, the juices come out and it ends up cooking in an inch or 2 inches of its own juices. That's also a problem. That's also considered tzli and that's also not okay. Specifically, you want to have meats that are specifically stewed or cooked in liquid in order to circumvent this issue of tzli. The Shulchan Aruch continues. So as the Shulchan Aruch said, it's only things that are ton shechita. Therefore, fish, for example, which you don't have to shecht, it is permitted to have roasted or barbecued or grilled fish. That would be fine. If you want to serve grilled salmon or tuna steak, that's totally fine. Similarly, if you want to have roasted eggs. Eggs also don't require shechita. They come from a chicken, but they themselves don't eat shechita. You take an egg, you don't have to shecht it. So that also you can eat roasted at the Seder. Says the Ramah, there are some places where we have a minhag to eat eggs. I think most of us have the minhag to put an egg on the Seder, on the Ka'ara. Why do we have the egg? So now there are a number of reasons that are given as for the egg. The custom is to have the egg. Why the egg? That's already... The Ramah says, perhaps it's Zechel Avelus. Why Zechel Avelus? What's the Avelus? The Avelus that we don't have a Korban Pesach. That itself could be the Avelus. Says the Ramah, what's the Avelus? The Avelus is the fact that we know that the first night of Pesach always, always, always is the same night as Tisha B'Av. And therefore we have the egg as a siman of Avelus on the Ka'ara to remind us of Tisha B'Av that will be on the same night. This is the Ramah speaking. Zeichel Churban. Of course, these two ideas go together. It's remembering the Korban Pesach that we no longer have, together with the fact that it commemorates Tisha B'Av. So both of these things are sort of piggybacking one on the other, that we should be remembering the time that we had Korbanos. The Gra, in his Perush on the Shulchan Aruch, says, no, that's not the reason. The Gra says, it's not because of Zeichel Mikdash, it's not because of Zeichel Korban Pesach, it's Zeichel Korban Chagiga. It's a chagiga, and therefore, it's nothing to do with Korban Pesach, but it's Zechel Chagiga. What's the difference between the two of them, these two answers? The difference between these two answers, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that if it's Zechel Chagiga, so then it should be eaten. As opposed to, if it's Zechel Korban Pesach, then we would not eat it. Is that how he says it? Shabbat Zechel Chagiga, and therefore you should eat it. So the Gra's position is that the roasted egg on the Ka'ara should be eaten even on the first night of Pesach, which means if you plan on having two sedarim, you should have two eggs, one for the first and one for the second night. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes based on this Gra. oh, how come we don't eat the Zroah? Well, we told you why we don't eat the Zroah. We don't eat the Zroah on the Seder plate because we don't want to eat anything roasted, because that might be mixed up with, somebody might assume that it might be Korban Pesach, as opposed to anything that doesn't require Shechita, like an egg, or fish, but like an egg. So therefore, it would be proper, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you should eat the egg on the Beitza. And he says in the Mishnah Berurah, and all the other eggs that people eat, that's all just an adulteration of this din that I'm telling you now. In other words, I know my family has a custom, I don't know if you also do, to eat an egg in salt water or dipped in salt water, or that minhag, he says, is not really the minhag. It's really an adulteration of this din to eat the roasted egg on the ka'ara. That is zecher l'chagiga. How does an egg remind you of chagiga? I assume by virtue of the fact that it's a cooked item. I don't think there's any specific symbolism between the egg and the chagiga. It's another cooked item that we add to do something, zecher l'chagiga. So doing one additional thing. Why are you doing that additional thing? To remind you of the chagiga. If you wouldn't do the egg, then you wouldn't have the zecher l'chagiga, right? So now you're doing an egg. So now you have zecher l'chagiga. Thank you.